I went to Norristown to talk at the ending of a Cana conference given by a Dominican priest. And at the closing, they had a doctor and this priest and myself talk. It happened that the priest talked first, and then I talked, and then the doctor. And the doctor was an ex-Navy man who is head now of one of the big hospitals, particularly in the maternity. And he said to Father when he got up, "Well, Father, had I known that you had such a good retreat master for your Cana conference and such a good guinea pig as Mrs. McSorley around, I would have felt it was unnecessary for me to come." Then he went on to tell the assembled people about a pregnancy and about a woman going into a hospital and what they do and trying to relieve women of fear of it and how to act and what to do and what not to do and all that. But it annoyed me some because my idea was that now when you go to the hospital to have a deliver a baby, that you are not allowed the time to take your own time and deliver a baby normally.
Doctor,
without the help,
hurry you.
Without the help of anesthetics and instruments and all that. In all my 15 pregnancies, I never had an instrument. I never had an anesthetic. And I resented the fact that these young girls who went into a hospital to have their first baby, not knowing at all what was going on, were put under the influence of a drug of some sort and then given an anesthetic before the baby was born. To me, it seemed they lost something of the value of their pregnancy. And that's an old-fashioned idea, but to me, it didn't seem quite natural or proper. So I took issue with this doctor in front of the group and asked him if it were possible for a woman who went in to have a baby to have her baby normally without all this outside sedation and anesthetic.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, yes, if she asked to. Well, I said, that's rather far-fetched because a young woman going into a hospital under those circumstances doesn't know to ask. Unless she'd been instructed ahead of time, she wouldn't know to ask. She just submits to the routine of the hospital and goes through with what they want her to do. But I didn't think it was giving a woman quite all the credit and help that she should have if she really accepted her pregnancy and the delivery of her baby as a part of God's creation and her help with that creation, that she wanted full value and full credit for the complete time of her pregnancy. To my mind, which may be queer to some people, it didn't seem that it gave her a chance to really offer that complete pregnancy and delivery of the baby for God and for her own soul and for the good that she was doing.
Well, why do the doctors give that sedation?
Well, I asked him that, and he said that it
made it easier for the doctor.
I said that it made it easier for the doctor. Was that why? And he said, I had him on a spot. He couldn't answer me. But my idea was that it's the impatience of the doctor, and it's the fact that doctors will not come to your home anymore and deliver a baby, that you must go to the hospital and go through this quick routine rather than give yourself and your baby the time to be delivered normally. I may not be right, but it's a very strong point of mine that the doctors are getting away from the notion of natural delivery at all and getting away from the notion of a woman wanting to have the last little part in her being a co-creator in delivering this child, I think they lose a great deal. They're out under an anesthetic when the baby's born, and they don't know anything until the baby's a couple of hours old.
And they're not so confident for the next baby then, are they? Because they haven't really experienced the birth of the first baby.
Well, see, I don't know, because I never had the experience of it. I never had an anesthetic. Mm-hmm. I never had an instrument. I never had anything unnatural about my deliveries. And this doctor, of course, said that it was so unusual to meet somebody like that, that he didn't really feel confident to remark about it or comment on it. But the women of the older days, women of our two generations before us, did not have doctors and nurses and anesthetics and instruments and all that. And they had their babies, and they were more healthy. The babies were born naturally. The women were better. The babies were better.
And they were cheaper, too.
Cheaper. I never paid a doctor over $15 till I went into the hospital, and then he charged me $50.
And don't you think that is one of the reasons why people fear getting babies? The bills.
Absolutely, the bills. The doctor will not come to the house anymore and deliver a baby. So you have to pay the hospital expenses. You have to pay the delivery for their labor room, their delivery room, and all the extra expenses that go with it. It's one of the things that makes pregnancies and having children in modern life really almost impossible for some people. So that you can't blame the young people as much as you can blame the older people or the people that are in command and in charge of these conditions and carry them on for their own benefit and for their own aggrandizement, for that matter.
Didn't you have an experience with Dr. Hughes? He came in to visit you during one pregnancy?
Yes.
What was that about? About some medicine?
Came in to see me at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and I had been miserable all night and all day.
Was that here at home?
Here at home. And when he said to me, Rita, could I do something for you? I said, anything you say. What do you want to do? Well, he said, that medicine you're taking is holding you back. That's relieving your labor pains and just holding you back. You may be 10 or 12 hours longer if you continue to take it. If you will stop taking it and let me give you a needle, that baby will be born within an hour. I said, go ahead. Whatever you say, I'll do. So he gave me an injection of Pitruvian. And within an hour and a half, the baby was born, and born without any trouble or without a great deal more pain to me. But he made me promise to do as he told me, to keep the baby from tearing me and to have a natural birth, as natural as I could, with having this injection. It worked out all right, because I was so near the end anyhow that it was just a little push instead of holding me back. But it wasn't anything abnormal about it. There wasn't any thing that put me under a sedative or knocked me out.
I don't mean that.
I had full control of my muscles and everything just the same.
I thought that was an example of the doctor just delaying the delivery.
Well, he was delaying it because he was out of town. He didn't expect to be back until the evening. And he was just sort of allaying these pains a bit so that I would wait for him to be back.
So the baby was to be born at his convenience rather than yours.
Oh, yes.
And that's the main point you're making, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the convenience of the doctor at all times. Now, particularly.
Yeah. And Dad says some of the doctors take so much pride in the delivery that you'd think that they had the baby, the way they talk about it.
Oh, yes.
They want to take the credit to themselves.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hello, dear. How are you?
That was the Lukens part of the family.